My government teacher told us to write about democracy. Democracy, please. This is my story. Listen to it. Tell me if it sounds like I live in a democracy. Tell me this. 17 years old, probably no more than some people have ever been told, but I'm told that my voice doesn't count. I am young, black, female. Won't say woman, even though many are trying to convince me I am one, and I wonder, why do they sexualize me on TV? Tell me I am woman, I'm sexy. Should be having sex, I'm woman, I'm ready. Almost 18 seems to be old enough for anything in this country. Many. Tell me I am woman and yet law won't let me vote. Many. Tell me I am woman. Many. Make it all available to me. Sex, alcohol, weed. Explain to me why 21 is the age that I can legally drink, but why alcohol is more readily available to me at 17 than the right to vote. Tell me. Grew up poor, black, got used to spreading my lip gloss so thick the light reflecting off my hips would distract. Men from my hips would distract me from my insecurities. All my girls knew that shit sure as hell didn't moisturize our lips at the end of the day, left them cracked, bleeding just like the neighborhoods we'd go home to. But each morning, we'd spread it back on, hoping it would make us look a little more like those girls on TV, the same TV that kept telling us we were women, we were terrified 12-year-olds walking through middle school hallways, switching our hips like we had it going on, licking our lips like we were sexy, pressing our hair in order to make our faces look European, imprisoned. Only thing we had going on was that internalized sexism, racism. Yeah, said it. Use the R word. Use some isms, and I don't give a if this is another race poem, because there should be at least one race poem for every black boy I know who's been made to believe he was stupid, for every black girl I know who's been sexually abused. And by the way, I don't know one black girl who's been left untouched. This is to say, I don't know one black girl who hasn't been sexually abused, since most black men have been sexually abused themselves. It makes sense. And knowing all this, I still can't vote. Yes, I know. No vote is going to save me, save my community. Still, I gotta ask you a few questions. Please explain it to me. Is there such thing as a democracy? Is it possible that maybe people made it up to convince themselves this world was less f***ed up than it is? Or is it just another way to control the masses? Or maybe no one cares about the masses? Maybe shit just fell randomly this way and separated the classes? Maybe classes? Only coincidence. You tell me. I mean, this is my story, but I don't understand it yet. Because if it's my story, how's it his story too? And him and I ain't never met. I mean, this is my story, but I don't know enough history to back it. These days, you gotta have a works cited page just to convince people your life actually happened. Maybe this has nothing to do with democracy. I guess this is just another government class tangent, but these are the first thoughts that came up when he asked me to write about it. Democracy, that is. Please. Thank you.